right, public.
We are now in public session at 10:22. We're going to do a roll call. This roll call also is the same people that were here when we were in public session to start the day. Haley Lyons, committee member.
Gary Holmesley, committee member.
Joe Sullivan, committee member.
Al Krakenberg, committee member.
Bryce Willeberger, committee member.
Teresa Gagan, staff.
Anthony Truong, staff.
Juliana Doe, staff.
Joel Park, staff.
Kimberly Fast, executive director.
Angie Hunt, board counsel. Great. We'll take a recommendation. Were we supposed to call somebody? Yes.
Yes, we are.
Let's call
Steve Berman.
Mr. Berman. Is he first? No. Oh, yeah, here they are. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You've reached 503-781-2911. Please leave a message. Thanks.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, Mr. Berman. This is Kimberly with the Oregon Board of Accountancy. We are convened in public session and ready to make a vote on this matter. Because I can't get a hold of you, we will have staff call you later this afternoon. Thank you. Sorry, Charlie.
Yep. Okay, I will take motions on. So we're going to start with 16-021.
So it'll be me then. Yeah. Case 16-021, I'll make a motion to find sufficient evidence of a violation under ORS 673-170 sub 2 sub O, failure to comply with any reporting or other requirements established by the board by rule 2015 edition with respect to failing to disclose the litigation or related settlement in 2013 on respondent CPA renewal, submitted in July 14.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
I second. And this was sufficient?
That was sufficient.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any extensions?
I'd just add that for comment to the board that we think it's pretty minor and that maybe a letter of concern would be appropriate in this case. Case 16021, I'd like to make a motion to find insufficient evidence of a violation under ORS 673-170 sub 2 sub O, failure to comply with any reporting or other requirement established by the board by rule with respect to OAR 801-030-0020 sub 12 non-disclosure agreement. When respondent entered into a settlement agreement concerning the 2012 litigation, that the agreement she entered into prevented disclosure of the agreement to the board.
Thanks. Give me a second.
Second.
The discussion. This is insufficient because the respondent was willing to provide the NDA to the board. Right.
Correct. It did not prevent.
The NDA did not prevent.
It didn't prevent.
Right. Yeah. Might not meet the definition of an NDA altogether.
Thank you. Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. Any other motions on 16-021? 16-039.
I'll I'll make a motion in case 16-039 to find insufficient evidence of a violation under OAR 801-030-0010-1-B, due professional care when working on the engagement with the complainants.
So we have a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
In case 16-039, I'll make a motion to find insufficient evidence of a violation under OAR 801-030-0010-1-C, planning and supervision when working on the engagement with the complainants.
Second.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
6-0-04. Before I made a motion, if anyone's waiting on me.
Everyone's waiting on you.
Because they weren't required to be a registered firm with the same advertising requirements apply. Because otherwise, if they were required to be a registered firm, then I think it would change the way I would make a motion here.
It feels similar to holding out.
Yeah.
Yeah,
putting yourself out as a doing CPA work.
Mm-hmm. Doing financial statements.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good. And then I think there's a good discussion after this. But mm-hmm. So in case 16-040, I'll make a motion to find sufficient evidence of a violation under ORS 673-170-2-0, failure to comply with any reporting or other requirement established by the board by rule with respect to OAR 801-030-0020-4, public communications and advertising, when respondent advertised the services, audits, reviews, and compilations on his website. It may have been a false, fraudulent, misleading, or deceptive statement.
Thanks. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay. Discussion? Do you want to have the discussion now or as a group?
I was thinking direction to the board post vote.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Could I just confirm that was sufficient?
Sufficient. Yes. Yeah, and my thought there is I don't think it was intentional. It was quickly fixed when it was brought to their attention. It was a boilerplate website, so I think it's a minor violation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that.
I guess the other question or the other item to add to that is if you're doing SARS or SAS 7021 type work, which is the management prepared, the only distinguishment between the management prepared and the comp is that the client asked for a comp.
Yeah.
So we have a fine line that we're standing on or that a CPA is standing on that works for a non-registered firm saying we do financial statements, but we're going to do them over here. Are they really providing the right information to the client to understand what the services are? It's just another area because of that fine line.
Maybe that's worth maybe noting if the board were to go with a letter of concern or something more mild, that pointing that out would be a good idea. Good comment.
All right. In case 16-040, make a motion to find insufficient evidence of a violation under ORS 673-170, sub 2, sub 0, failure to comply with any reporting or other requirement established by the board by rule with respect to OAR 801 010 0345 sub 1 sub A registration of business organizations when a respondent was not providing services that required a registered firm.
Let's give a second.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstention?
Okay. And 16-040, I'll make a motion to find insufficient evidence of a violation under ORS 673-170, sub 2, sub 0, failure to comply with any reporting or other requirement established by the board by rule with respect to OAR 801-050-0020, sub 1, peer review enrollment when respondent was providing services that required enrollment in peer review and in the absence of registration and enrollment.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second.
All those in favor? Or any discussion? Sorry. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstention?
Can I ask a quick question?
Mm-hmm.
So, going back to this issue of, since this isn't his firm and this firm is not a CPA firm, should we have had two separate case numbers? Yeah. Because it just seems like that the first violation applies to the firm, not to the licensee.
It's not even a firm.
Right, right.
It is registered for tax board, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
that's a good one. It's not his, he doesn't own that website.
So when this case and the AKT case proceed to the board, should we open up a separate case number so that it has a separate case number? Or what would you like?
I think in this case, it sort of feels like we need to maybe redo our motion, back there, because the firm should have the investigation piece related to the website.
Because at this point, like if the board were to vote the same way, he would have discipline on his license.
Right.
And that isn't...
That's not correct.
That's not correct.
Right.
So I would think for this case, what I would say is that we redo that first vote. And then,
unless he's an administrator,
doesn't he state that he is responsible for updating the website? And he admits, it seems to me that it's a lot like the AKT senior supervisor or senior manager, where it's the first person up the chain who has direct responsibility for that piece.
Yeah, I think we've had that thought at the same time. I think he did say, I'm going to pop that open.
Said it started here, but now I'm responsible for it,
Or
I was responsible for it, something along that line. So,
right.
I don't know.
Right. So, to the extent that he did not catch it, we could go that route.
Yeah.
There was a canned website when they found out. He's the one that took responsibility for removing those pieces, right?
Mm-hmm.
So even though he said, my bad,
mm-hmm.
we can't accept it.
Well, so at this point, it has to go to the board for the board to decide. So I guess we can leave it as is and then...
Note the discussion.
And then note the discussion when the board can decide to just
do what they want to do.
Yeah, he said my bad, but I gotta wonder if he said my bad because he has a
has a vested interest. Sitting next to him, yeah.
I mean, if my firm that I'm an employee of had something incorrect on their website, I certainly am not going to say my bad.
Right.
But if it's maybe my spouse's firm that I work for, I might be more taking core responsibility for that. Okay. So you guys are good for the board meeting?
Yep.
Great. Any other discussion on 16-040? Move forward to 16-041.
Case 16-041, I'll make a motion to find sufficient evidence of a violation under ORS 673-170, sub 2, sub O, failure to comply with any reporting or other requirement established by the board by rule with respect to OAR 801-010-0345, sub 1, requirement to register as a firm when respondent was performing attestation or compilation services at a time when he did not have a registered organization registered with the board.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? No abstention? And forward to 15-061.
Is there a way just to make a motion, blanket motion here, for all matters presented?
As long as no one else has an objection.
So maybe I'll make a motion, and if someone objects, please speak up. In case 15-061, I'll make a motion to find insufficient evidence for all matters presented.
Okay, do we have a second?
Second.
Do we have any discussion on that? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstention? Okay. Committee recommendations are done. New business, Kimberly, the lack of equipment.
We need some new members. I believe in your packet you should have gotten a list of licensees who have indicated they have interest in serving on this committee. Mm-hmm. If you know of any one on there that you think might be a good fit, let us know. And if you know them well enough to call them and say, hey, would you be interested in serving on the BOAC? I think we should get, we have six now. I think between one and three more members would be really helpful.
Do we have a bylaw or something?
I also think it's important to look at the skill sets and areas of expertise of each person that joins. I think there's been a few times where we probably just didn't have the expertise on the committee.
One person on here that I know, that actually Scott would know quite a bit better, is in private industry, and so was attractive to me for that reason as a representative of somebody who actually is the CFO of a company. So I'll check with Scott on that and get back to you guys on that person. Because I think that could be a good perspective to have in addition to it. All the wonderful things we bring. Bryce, are you a muni license?
No.
Okay.
I'm trying to stay away from that.
Because at this point, nobody, I mean,
I'm not either.
And Joe's not. So you might want to try to seek that piece out. So we've had several come through on those matters that.
I have the education, I just don't want to submit the license.
I used to have a license.
What was that?
I used to have the license. Oh, sorry. You were talking to Kim.
Okay, so let you know if we know anybody.
I don't want to.
And then figure out how to.
Responsibility for the minor.
Kind of jail plan.
I get it.
Sounds good. Okay. Report from the December 11th, 2017 board meeting. Did you do that already?
Sort of. You have three options for voted on the stickers that came from this meeting. Other than that, it was a quick meeting there too, which is nice. So there, nothing that I think would be interesting to you. They did appoint me as director at that meeting, however, so that's that was an important piece, I suppose.
In the director. You're the official.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Thank you. The new board chair is Candy Funk. New vice chair is Stuart Morris, and the new treasurer is Deborah Valour. She's our public member. So, those are some, that's about it.
Yeah. I think it's just important to note, too, that you guys don't feel like you're, like, the shortness of these last committees, they've been so back-to-back that we just, they've been really close up, so we shouldn't probably have that going forward.
Right. Our next meeting now isn't until April, so we have lots of time.
I don't mind as long as being productive and this one felt productive, yeah.
Any announcements?
So I just want to refer back to some case numbers from the last time. So we're not going to do yours. So regarding case numbers 17-019, and then do I say 17? Oh, I see. Okay, sorry. Then I take it back. So regarding case 17-019, the respondent in that case did not participate in the vote because they have a financial interest in the matter. Regarding case 17-017, the respondent in that case did not participate in
the committee member.
A committee member in that case did not participate because they have a financial interest. Regarding 017-016, the committee member did not participate in that vote because they have a financial interest in the matter. Regarding 17-015, the committee member did not participate in that vote because they had a financial interest in that matter. And regarding 17-014, the committee member did not participate in that vote because they had a financial interest in the matter.
Thank you. Any other announcements? Before we adjourn at 10:45 a.m.
Have a whole day ahead of you.
All right.
And schedule it over, probably.